Good Wednesday afternoon. This is Rich. Welcome to Kicking Up Dust. I am recording this actually in North Carolina, close to Virginia, Eastern Carolina, and had a couple of meetings this direction this week, and got to see, first time I've been here in several years where harvest was completed. Everything's wrapped up. Guys feeling pretty good, I think, about the crop. Now trying to figure out price, and price certainly the big story right now. We've had a lot of action in several of these markets this week. The big story in the corn market continues to be the spread between December corn and March corn, December to July. Been reading and trying to do a little research myself, and the last time or if we've ever had the Dece March corn spread get this wide, out over 20 cents, closed at 22 and a half this afternoon, was out over 23 at one time today. I think somebody thought maybe in the 80s we had the spread out over 20 cents, but this is just remarkable, and really it's a big story of longs in the December corn market that are really getting thrashed here ahead of First Notice Day. First Notice Day takes place here on Friday, and so anybody that's long this market right now really has to, doesn't have any options. Either you sell out your length at a depressed price, or you buy back or you roll your longs out to a future month. And actually, I was wrong. Right now, that spread is out to 25 and three quarters this afternoon between December and March corn. Now, it does provide opportunity. The opportunity is if you have storage and you don't need the cash, to make the storage pay for itself, to earn some carry in the market. You can only do that by selling the carry, or I guess waiting and hoping that the flat price continues to, you know, to improve. But you've got July corn on the board of trade at 497 and three quarters this afternoon. So, you know, not very far away from $5. You've got December 24 corn at 507. So even though nearby corn is at 450 this afternoon, you've still got an opportunity to store and earn that carry. And so the market's telling you it doesn't want your corn today. It's telling you to hold it. But if everybody holds it, then you get to July, then that market's probably going to be depressed as well. So that's why it really takes a lot of discipline to manage a carry market. You've got to forward sell it. You can hedge it into July if something happens to where somebody wants corn between now and then. You can roll it back or set the basis later. If the basis improves, set it against July. So there are some options besides just hoping and waiting. And certainly if you made money at $5 futures July corn this year with the yields that you had, then it's not a bad idea to take advantage of it. So I did want to throw that out there. That's really the big scoop in the market here, and will be for the next couple of days. The other deal in wheat, you're seeing some short covering finally showing up in the wheat market. We've had funds near or at record short positions in wheat. This market's, all three wheat markets were very, very, very oversold. Finally seeing some shorts being covered. There's been talk this week that Russia may at some point limit exports if their stocks start to dwindle down a little bit. They've been very aggressive sellers here over the last several months. And now there's a little bit of talk that they may pull back a little bit. So that's maybe triggered some of the short covering in the wheat market. In soybeans, we continue to really be following the Brazilian weather. We've had Dr. Cordonier out this morning with Pro Farmer saying he's left his yields or his production numbers unchanged. Beans still at 158 million tons, but his bias is still to the downside with extended drier weather out into the first of the year in the forecast. We did have another firm that cut their number by 10 million tons, still at 150. So that's not a disaster, but it is a reduction. And so, you know, the yields and the production estimates are starting to work down just a little bit, but still, that's a pretty good size number. So we're watching weather very closely, seeing if that change occurs here in December that people have been talking about, if we get a wetter situation in the northern and central part of the country than what's been the case. So those are really the factors in the market here this afternoon. Let me give you the rundown across the board. December corn ended up the day down 1.5 at 450, but March corn up 2.25 at 475 and three quarters. So 25 and three quarters cent carry for 3 months. July corn up two at 497 and three quarters. So you got 47 and three quarter cent carry from December to July. And then the December 24 contract ended up at 507. That was up 1 1/4 cents. January soybeans ended up today up a half, traded both sides on the day, ended up at 1347. March beans up a quarter of a cent at 1365. And November 24 beans at 1291. That was down 3 cents on the day. December Chicago wheat up 14 cents at 557 and three quarters. July wheat up 11 and three quarters at 613 and a half. Kansas City December wheat up 25 and a half at 638 and a half. Kansas City July wheat ended up at 644 and a quarter. That was up 15 cents. December Minneapolis wheat ended up at 696 and three quarters. That was up 2 1/4 cents. Minneapolis September wheat at 754 and a half, up 13 on the day. December cotton ended up at 78.82, up 22 points. And December 24 cotton at 77.44, that was unchanged. The U.S., well, let me go down to the cattle market. February live cattle up 60 cents at 173.42. January feeder cattle up 85 cents at 221.90. February hogs up $1.05 at 70.07. The dollar index just a fraction higher at the end of the day. Crude oil up $1.23 a barrel at 77.64. Gold was up another $9 an ounce, closed at $2,048.80. That's easily a four-month high. I think we might have taken out that August high here today. The Dow ended up 160 higher at 35,605. Tomorrow morning, we'll get weekly export sales numbers. Then again, Friday morning is the first notice day. Well, notices will be out. So if you're long December futures, you stand to end up taking delivery. And with the basis levels in the Eastern Belt dropping pretty rapidly over the last several weeks, you know, it'll be very interesting to see if anybody decides to take delivery or if they're continuing to sell to get out from under their long positions into December contracts. So look for some more fireworks in that contract here over the next 2 to 3 days. Next week, maybe things will calm down a little bit. So with that, I hope you had a great day, and I thank you for listening to Kicking Up Dust, and we'll talk again real soon.